Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. We just are so happy to have you. This is a time that we give to God. We really give him praise. We try to give him praise in the name of Jesus. We recognize that for eras, people have not really given God the proper praise. They seem to have taken him for granted, like a big Santa Claus there, just to do something for them. You know, when the Bible tells us that we were created really to praise God, instead of him doing something for us, we ought to be doing something for him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord helped me to recognize that you can praise your way to a miracle. You can praise your way to bountiful blessings through him. It makes a difference now. You praise him because he inhabits the praises of his people. We're here to give him glory and give him praise. This is the new awakening. I said the new awakening. It is time that we have a spiritual shift in Christendom across the world. And the shift is from the give me, give me, give me approach to God, to the thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you approach to God. Because he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. We thank him for all kinds of things. In just a moment, I'm going to allow you to make a prayer request unto him. And then at the end of the prayer request, I'll pray. And then we'll thank him. Thank him for so many things. Thank him for so many things. He's been so good to you. He's been so good to me, and that we owe him some more praise. Thank you, Jesus. When we thank him like that, the Holy Ghost helped me realize that we're doing something tremendous. It makes a phenomenal difference. He's taking us back to the old school. I said to the old school. And because the more we thank him, the more he blesses us. In the old school, they used to get the Holy Ghost by thanking the Lord. One would get on one side, one would get on the other side, and they'd go to say, thank you, thank you. Tell him thank you, thank you, thank you. Tell him thank you. And it would do four things. The Holy Spirit showed me this. It would focus one's mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. They come in the natural, thinking about what your shoes look like, clothes look like. Is your hair all together and all that? But they get to thinking it was so until it would make you leave the natural and get in the spiritual. Secondly, it would usher in the presence of the Lord. The Lord would come in. His presence would be all around you, be getting in you everywhere. It would give the presence of the Lord would change the atmosphere. And then thirdly, It positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. I'd like to suggest to you that people who take time from God are more positioned to receive a miracle than those who do not take time for the Lord. Jesus remembers you when others forget. When you take time for him, to give him glory and to give him praise, I suggest to you that it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. I teach people amazing grace to move like you want God to move for you. Why are you going to take your time and stroll up and give an offering when you get ready and have your back against the wall? You're saying, now, Lord, now, 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 Lord, now, now, now. Why don't you move like you want God to move for you? Mm-hmm. If you really want a miracle from God, why don't you treat him like you want one? Don't treat other people more importantly or make them more important than you treat God. You got time for them, but you don't have no time for God. God sees it. He's graceful and merciful right now. There may come a time that you really need him, and he closes his ears to you because you simply treated others better than you treated him. God is a jealous God. I said, God is a jealous God. He's not going to have any other gods before him. And so you want to position yourself to receive a miracle from the Lord. And then lastly, the Lord showed me that it encourages others who hear you praising God like that. It encourages them to give God more praise. It just works that way. When people hear you praising the Lord and you positioning yourself to get a miracle, they're going to want the same thing. People don't want you to get ahead of them, not even in praising. And when you begin to praise God like you have lost your mind, others will be encouraged to give God more praise than they've normally given him. Oh, Lord, let's see this come to pass. Amen. I may just call it while it's happening so you can see what I'm talking about. When you start praising God tonight, I may, every time it's happened, like the focusing your mind on the spiritual than the natural, ushering in the presence of the Lord, positioning yourself to receive a miracle and encouraging others to praise him like that. Let me call it while it's happening so you can really see it more clearly. It's going to happen now. It will happen. All right. I want to ask you to go ahead tonight and, thank you, Jesus. You go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. Go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. Make your request. And then in just a few minutes I'll come back and I'll pray and lead you into thanking him 1,000 times. It works now. I'll give you a little music. God bless you. And give him that praise, okay? Here you are. God bless you. Hopefully you had enough time to make your request known. Heavenly Father, thank you because you hear me. I just want to praise you for your goodness and kindness and then ask you, Lord, if you would remember these people who made this request, if you would answer their prayer and let their request be made known unto thee. Give them miracles like they've never seen. In 2015, bound to touch every person. Thank you, Lord. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, for your goodness and kindness. All right. And Father, we want to start thanking you for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for every line being open unto thee, God, that they may help us praise you and give you glory. And we start praising you and thanking you This is from our hearts, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
There it is. Mind is being focused. Focus on the mind.
Thank
on
you,
the spiritual
you.
Rather than the natural, the mind is being focused. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you, 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 thank
Thank you for being so compassionate, for being so loving, Lord.
Lord, for sending your son Jesus to die.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You've done so much for us.
We're going to
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord
Give him adoration. God bless you. Let me give my address. I don't all give it always, but sometimes I need to give it. Somebody may want to be a blessing. If so, God told me anybody who blesses us, he will bless back. That can happen. You can write me at Bernard Johnson, B like Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Johnson. And the address is P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Or if you want to go to Walmart and send me a gift to help us with the ministry, just go there and send it to Bernard Johnson in Overland Park, Kansas. Spell it with a V like Victory. Bernard. No, my name is not Victory. It's Bernard. I'm just illustrating that you put a V on it like Victory. V like Victory. E-R-N-A-R-D. Bernard Johnson. And then call us with the reference number so we'll be able to pick it up and get it. The number you call is 913-406-4845. One more time, 913-406-4845. Give us a reference number. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for what he's done here on this blog line tonight and what he's doing. My God, he's such an ultra-awesome blessing. Remember that no matter what you're going through, we always tell you it's going to be all right. Remember that.
Thank you, Jesus. Good night, everybody.
God bless everyone.
God bless everyone. Have a good
God bless you.
God bless you all.
God bless everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's going to be all right. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all have a wonderful night. God bless you. Amen. It's going to be all right. No matter what the devil says, it's going to be all right. Amen.
It's
going to
be all right. Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Blessing of the night, that you will bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless their going out, and bless their coming in. Bless their family, bless their home, bless their finance, bless them in every way conceivable. We ask you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful night.